question will go to Jared Book. Jared, you're up.
Hi, Josh.
Hi.
Obviously, being out of the lineup a couple of games, how big was it just to have a good game, just confidence wise, and being able to produce like you did tonight?
Yeah, it was good to have that game coming off of having a couple of games off, and yeah, I felt good out there, felt well rested too, so it was good.
And what is it like? I mean, obviously, you know, there's, you know, they wanted to play, you know, Caden and Gianni in the last couple of games. What has it been like for you? I mean, you're still a young guy to be, you know, having to sit out these games. What was that like for you?
I mean, you're obviously disappointed. You want to play every single game, but, you know, there's a lot to learn. You can watch and you can learn so much from watching. And I watched the games very closely, the two games that I sat out, and I think I learned a lot. And yeah, I think it'll help out in the long run.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Sean Campbell, TSN 690.
Hey, Josh, can you just take us through that game-winning goal? What did you see on that play?
Oh, I was just kind of driving the net, and the pass came through to me, and I kicked it, just trying to keep it in the around the net, and I was backing off, and I saw it. It slipped to HP there, and just yelled as loud as I could and swung as hard as I could, and it went in, I guess.
I know the last few third periods for the Rocket haven't been good against the Moose, and you kind of blown some leads. What was the message heading into the third period, knowing that you guys could take a lead? You had the lead, you blew it, but then you were able to get it back.
It was just, you know, we're working hard every period we've this season. We've worked hard, and it's just keeping to our game plan and outworking them, keep outworking them, and yeah, good things come.
And what's this year been like for you? Yours is a little different. You got a chance to go over to Europe and play a little bit before you came back to the Rockets. So just all in all, what's this roller coaster ride been like?
It's been an interesting year. Yeah, I went to Germany for a month there, and then came back, had some time at home. Couldn't skate really, so I was skating on an outdoor rink. Yeah, and then came to camp, and it kind of camp went quick, and we jumped right into games and stuff, and it was a lot different than normal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take two more. We'll go with Anthony Marcotte.
Hey, Josh, was nice to see you out there tonight. Just to continue about your trip in Europe, I know that you didn't have the chance to step in the game. There was a lot of stuff brewing out there. What happened? Why didn't you have the chance to play there? And what happened afterwards when you came back in the country?
Well, I played two exhibition games there, actually. And, I got COVID going there, so I had to sit out for the first 2 weeks there, and then I jumped into practices and stuff, and then I got two exhibition games in there, and then got home and had to quarantine still, and then tried to get on the ice as much as I could.
So you're feeling all right now after your symptoms of the COVID? Everything is well for you? Feeling well
I'm,
physically?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. I feel fine.
All right, good. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Last question, Grant McKay.
Thanks, Cheryl. Yeah, Josh, you. I noticed in your 3 years of junior, you got a little more comfortable each year offensively. Now, last year as a rookie, you know, you maybe didn't get much offensive chance. Tonight, back in the lineup, and you get a goal and assist. Do you hope to build your confidence offensively? Do you think you can contribute more in an offensive role in Laval this year?
I think so, yeah. I think my confidence is coming along through every game. And, I definitely want to start producing it a little bit more. But defense is a big thing for me coming into pro that I really struggled with. So I think still the big focus is on being stronger in the defensive zone. And yeah, so when I get a chance to jump up, I'm going to try, but big focus is still going to be to make my defensive game stronger.